Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Today we're reading from Srimad Bhagavatam, Canto 10, Chapter 6. We'll start with text 20. There's no purport. And then we'll speak from 21 and we'll chant that verse together. So text 20 is, Gomutrena snapa itva punago raja sarvakam raksham chakshruscha shakshtrita dvadash san neshunamavi. Translation, the child was thoroughly washed with cow urine and then smeared with the dust raised by the movements of the cows. Then different names of the Lord were applied with cow dung on 12 different parts of his body. Beginning with the forehead, as done in applying tilak. In this way, the child was given protection. Text 21. Gopya Shamsprita Salila Ageshu Karayo Priktak Nyasya Mantra Atmani Ata Balasya Bijanyasam Mantranasya. Oh, excuse me. I wasn't supposed to say that. Akurvata Mantranasya is actually it'll appear in the word for word. Gopya samspritsta salila Angesu karayo pritak Nyasyat manyata balasya. Vijanyasam akurvata Gopya samspritta ka salila Angeshu karayo pritak Yasyat manyata balasa Bijanyasyam akurvata Gopya samspritscha salila Ageshu karayo pritak Nyasyat yata balasya Bijanyasyam karunvata Akurvata. Someone else, please. Gopya samsprista salila. Gopya samsprista salila. No vitak. Balasya. Vijanya samakurvata. Yes. Ladies, please. Gopya, the gopis. Samspritcha salila. Touching a cup of water and drinking. Angeshu, on their bodies. Karayo, on their two hands. Pritak, separately. Nyasya, after placing the letters of the mantra. Atmani, on their own. Ata, then. Balasa, of the child. Bijanyasam, the process of mantra nyasa. Akuravata, executed. Translation. The gopis first executed the process of achama, drinking a sip of water from the right hand. They purified their bodies and their hands with the nyasa mantra and then applied the same mantra upon the body of the child. Purport by His Divine Grace A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada. Nyasa mantra includes achamana, or first drinking a sip of water kept in the right hand. There are different Vishnu mantras to purify the body. The gopis, and in fact any householders, knew the process of being purified by chanting Vedic hymns. The gopis executed this process first to purify themselves and then to purify the child Krishna. One executes the process of Anga Nyasa and Kara Nyasa simply by drinking a little sip of water and chanting the mantra. The mantra is preceded with the first letter of the name, followed by Anusvara and the word Nama. Om Namo Jas Tatvan Gri Avyat Man Mano Mani Mamj Tava Janu Avyat, and so on. By losing Indian culture, Indian householders have forgotten how to execute the Anga Nyasa and are simply busy in sense gratification without any advanced knowledge of human civilization. Om Agyanata Midandasya Gyananjana Shalakaya Chakshur Umilitam Jena Tasmai Shri Gurave Namaha. So one point that comes to mind when I read this purport is purification. So we're all here for purification. And we must be very careful not to be busy in sense gratification as it's Srila Prabhupada writes, by losing Indian culture, Indian householders have forgotten how to execute the Anga Nyasa and are simply busy in sense gratification. So not to take time here to criticize or to focus on and to point out what modern day Kali Yuga householders or people living outside of Krishna consciousness are doing, but it's important to take note of these activities and to be very careful not to fall prey to the modes of material nature and to act in a way that is not conducive for Krishna consciousness, as we see non-devotees, people that are not practicing Krishna consciousness, are living. And so our life as brahmacharis or householders or vanaprasas or sannyasis is made up of purification. And there's many different ways to purify ourselves, as we're reading here in Srila Prabhupada's books. Water, doing like akshman when we do akshman before we go on the altar, we bathe in the morning. So externally we cleanse ourselves, and internally we're cleansing ourselves through chanting different mantras. Starts with chanting 16 rounds of Hare Krishna, worshiping the deity, chanting in kirtan, eating foodstuffs that is offered to the Lord. So by practicing all of these very strictly, then purification takes place. And purification can be challenging sometimes. We may not feel up to the morning program. We may be feeling tired, we may be not focused, but by simply staying connected with the process of Krishna consciousness day after day after day, as we become purified. Just like the verse in the Nectar of Instruction, Sya Krishna Namachari Dasi Tapta Vidya. So we all have jaundice, and after so many lifetimes, think about how many lifetimes, 8,400,000 we've been through, but just think about how many lifetimes, and now us, the living entity, the soul, here we are having the opportunity to chant the Hare Krishna mantra and to get purified. So there are times we may not have a taste for chanting. There are times we may not have a taste for being in kirtan. We may even have challenges waking up in the morning. But still, we have to go on. We still have to fight Maya. We still have to continue with this process of Krishna consciousness, despite the fact our body may be giving us a difficult time at one time or another. In speaking with different devotees here, and I'm looking at some of them in this temple room now, I'll ask, well, how are you today? How are you feeling? And sometimes devotees will tell me, oh, well, I'm not feeling very well. I'm sick. Another devotee will say, you know, my back has really been hurting. My legs have been hurting. Someone else will say, oh, I'm tired. But I notice that that you're all, despite the fact that you're feeling it this way at one time or another, you're still coming to the morning program. You're still chanting your rounds. You're preaching Krishna consciousness, doing your service. So every so often, Krishna will take away that taste and then give it back to us. And then Krishna will take it away, and then Krishna gives it back to us. And it's a constant fight. It's Sometimes it's easier than others, but the process of Krishna consciousness is easy. Chanting, dancing, and feasting, as Srila Prabhupada would say, what is the difficulty? But here we are, and you know, maybe some of us have just started the process of Krishna consciousness. We don't know where we're at, and we don't know how many lifetimes it's going to take. But again, we just have to keep going and keep going and keep going and keep going and don't stop. Be tenacious and just keep going, despite the fact we may not have that taste. Purification can hurt sometimes. It really can hurt, whether we're dealing with the body or we're even dealing internally with our own mind, our own feelings, our own perceptions, lust, anger, greed. But again, we have to hold on tight to the instructions of the spiritual master, hold on to Rukmini Dwarkadish, Gorni Thai, Jagannath Baladev Subhadra, hold on to the lotus feet of Krishna and pray to Balaram for strength. I remember not so long ago, Tadeep Mataji, she was telling me how special Balaram is and how to pray to Balaram for strength. I don't remember what or why that came up, but she was saying how special Balaram is and to pray to Balaram for strength. So if we're ever in a situation where we're not feeling the taste or we're not feeling enthusiastic or we feel we need strength, simply stand before Lord Balaram and pray for strength. And eventually we get a little taste, we get a little more taste. We get a little more taste, and then we continue with our Krishna consciousness. And Krishna consciousness is changing our consciousness, it's changing our vision, it's getting out of a comfort zone. I never thought of leading kirtan, singing in front of so many people, or even what to speak of sitting and speaking Srimad Bhagavatam class, or you know, speaking in front of an audience who some of them are around the world right now in different countries. But somehow or another, Krishna asks us to surrender and give up all varieties of religion and just surrender unto him. And then he'll give us the strength to carry. Krishna will carry what we lack and preserve what we have. One devotee, he walks around with verses on his arm, and every so often I look and I see what verse he's working on, Venodar Prabhu. And the verse that he's learning now is Sarva Dharmam Paritcha Jam Mami Kam Sharanam Vraja Aham Tam Sarva Papebhyo Moksha Shishami Masuchaha. So there's a lot of wonderful instructions in the Srimad Bhagavatam and the Bhagavad Gita. And again, when we're being purified and we may not be feeling up to our enthusiasm, we can pull from the philosophy different shlokas to remind us of, to remind us, you know, what we need to do. Association is very important. Good association is very important. And so we have very nice association here. And so one stick, we've heard this before, one stick is very easy to break. But if we have many sticks together, it's very, very difficult to break them. So we're all kind of likened unto sticks here. And if we just all stick together, it'd be much more difficult to break them. by losing Indian culture, Indian householders have forgotten how to execute the Anga Nyasa and are simply busy in sense gratification without any advanced knowledge of human civilization. So this is, again, very important, not only for Indian householders, but for all householders living everywhere. And it's our duty to give them these instructions, these teachings of Srila Prabhupada. And as we've been hearing recently, Kali Yuga is progressing, and it's progressing very rapidly. And sometimes it's very difficult to, you know, even maintain ourselves, or to have to go, for those that are householders, to have to go to work, or even maintaining the temple. You know, sometimes we have more devotees living in the temple than at other times. Sometimes we've seen there's so many devotees, other times there's not as many devotees. And so I can really appreciate the prayer that we chant in the morning, asking Krishna to please send us more Sankirtan devotees. This is a very, very important prayer, and we should say it very enthusiastically from our hearts, as sincerely as we can. Because Krishna will reciprocate. Krishna will respond to the prayers of his devotees. But Krishna has a plan. But the most important thing is that we stay focused on our sadhana, that we stay focused on our mission to Srila Prabhupada and to Gornitai, Jagannath Baladev Subhadradev, and to Sri Sri Rukmini Dwarkadish, and assist each other here in Krishna consciousness, supporting each other in Krishna consciousness. So just a few thoughts that I had for today. So today is the auspicious disappearance of Krishnadas Kaviraj Goswami and Raghunath Das Goswami and Raghunath Bhatta Goswami. So Archita Prabhu has so kindly prepared just a few things that I can read for this one. Okay. So these are, this is from Sri Krishnadas Kaviraj Goswami. I'm just going to read a few purports, a few verses. So appearing near Katva, Krishnadas Kaviraj left for Vrindavan after Lord Nityananda told him in a dream. Now it says here, R. Krishnadas. Okay, I see. R. Krishnadas. Na Karaha Baya. Vrindavan Yaha Tanya Sarva Labyahaya. Oh, my dear Krishnadas, do not be afraid. Go to Vrindavan, for there you will attain all things. That's from the Adi Lila 5, 5th chapter, verse 195. Krishnadas took Diksha from Raghunath Das Goswami. He lived a renounced life at Shamakund near Manasa Pavana Ghat, Radharani's midday bath place. Sri Jiva Goswami, as per his custom of giving titles of honor to qualified devotees, gave Krishnadas the title Kaviraj. Kaviraj means the king of poets. For his poetic masterpiece, Govinda for his poetic masterpiece, Govinda Lilamrita. Sri Narottama Das Thakur wrote in Prarthana, Krishna Das Kaviraj, who composed the Sri Chaitanya Charitamrita, is the connoisseur among devotees. His Govinda Lilamrita moves stones to tears, but alas, my mind is not attracted to it. Okay, so it's okay. I got it back to content. Oh, to the R's. On that side, okay. Perfect, thank you. So this is a little bit about Sri Raghunath Bhatta Goswami. By the order of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, Raghunath Bhatta Goswami remained a lifelong brahmachari. His service was constant chanting of Hare Krishna and reading Srimad Bhagavatam. In Jagannath Puri, Raghunath satisfied Lord Gauranga by his exceptional cooking and kirtan performances, which won him the title Kirtan Acharya. When he came to Vrindavan, the Vaishnavas, including Sri Rupa and Sanatan Goswamis, would regularly listen to his singing of Bhagavat shlokas in four tunes as sweet as a cuckoo. His recitation was unparalleled. Even Vasudev enjoyed it. He fulfilled Lord Chaitanya's order to preach the glories of the peerless significance of the Grantharaj Srimad Bhagavatam. I'll read one more paragraph there. His tears of pure love for Radha Govinda would wet the pages. Raghunath Bhatta was so absorbed in Krishna Katha that he never heard or spoke worldly topics. What to speak of criticizing devotees? He believed that all Vaishnavas are sincerely serving the Lord according to their realization, and therefore should overlook their faults. Some very nice examples here, some of how Raghunath Bhatta Goswami, Goswami would act. And Raghunath Das Goswami. Born in a, and we'll finish here. I'll read a few paragraphs and then we'll finish here. Born in a dynasty of Vaishnavas, Raghunath Das Goswami was the only son of a wealthy landowner. As a boy, he received Haridas Thakur's associations and blessings. At 15, he met Lord Chaitanya. By the mercy of Lord Nityananda, he renounced a beautiful wife and an opulent family. He ran to Jagannath Puri to intimately serve Sri Gaur Rai and his Shikshi Guru Swarup Damodar Goswami for 16 years. Lord Gauranga gave his personal Govardhan Shila and Ganja Mala to Raghunath Das Goswami. Raghunath Das couldn't live after Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu left this world. So he came to Vrindavan to end his life by jumping off Govardhan Hill. Sri Rupa and Sanatan Goswamis affectionately received him. They convinced him to live on and enlighten all the Vrajavasi Vaishnavas with Sri Man Mahaprabhu's Puri pastimes. For 3 hours a day on the banks of Radhakund, he spoke about Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. So, in closing, we read about three great personalities. Krishnadas Kaviraj Goswami, again, who wrote the Sri Chaitanya Charitamrita. And Raghunath Bhatta Goswami and Raghunath Das Goswami. So if we can just remember a few of these different qualities of how they acted and try to do that in our own lives, then all success will be there for us. So I want to thank you very much all for coming to Srimad Bhagavatam and on the internet listening to class. I hope you all have a wonderful day in Krishna consciousness. Hare Krishna.